For the readers of the Seattle Weekly, there's a new online columnist in town. His name is Chris Novoselic. Sounds familiar? Check your iPod. Have any Nirvana? Well, then you've enjoyed the fine bass work of Novoselic, who followed up his music career with a long stroll down a political path, which now includes his new gig as a blogger for the Seattle Weekly. And joining us from the Pacific Northwest is Chris Novoselic. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Allison.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Bryant Park Project.
Well, super, I'm glad to be here.
So why did you want to get yourself all involved in this weekly gig where you have to write a column? That's almost like a real job.
Ha, good question. You know, I thought about that before I accepted the offer, and there's that component of it. It's like, well, you know, I need to do it once every Tuesday, so there's good discipline for me. And then, you know, I thought about what's going on in the world with media, the radio, the television, the internet, iPods. It's a real time of transition, and it just seemed compelling. And also with, like, our era right now, I'm really tired of our era.
What wears you out about it? What are you frustrated with?
Well, it just, first of all, there's just this polarization, and it seems like a lot of the political discussion is reactionary right or reactionary left, or most people just don't care anymore. And so I see writing for the Weekly as an opportunity to just try to be more positive and propose ideas and look at things in a different way.
Do you think you're going to stay within the realm of politics, or are we going to get a cooking column from you some week?
Well, no. My post today is on Flipper. I still do music, and I'm playing with this band that was a big influence on myself and Nirvana. Flipper were these Bay Area avant punkers in the early 80s. And I started playing with Flipper last year, and one thing led to another, and we're making a record. And we've been playing some live shows, and so I put up an MP3 of one of the shows we did, one of the songs we did.
So it's interesting, when they introduced you to the Seattle Weekly online audience, they put up a little resume for you, and they mentioned Flipper, but they also called you a political activist, as well as your work with Nirvana. That political activism, you were just in Washington appearing at a conference, is it for Vote Fair, Fair Vote?
Fair Vote, yeah, the Claim Democracy Conference.
How was that? What did you do?
Well, it was basically a convergence of different individuals in different organizations talking about how to improve our democracy and about voting. You know, it's about participating and trying to address a lot of the barriers to getting involved. Because, see, the voting is the operating system. It's the engine that drives our democracy. And it's hurting. Mm. there's a lot of issues, and I feel it's really antiquated in the United States, and so we need to cross that bridge into the 21st century and make some changes.
When you go and you are involved in these various political activist forums, or when you're talking to your editors at Seattle Weekly, or maybe a desk assistant or something, do they ever get starstruck because I suddenly realize I'm talking to the guy who was the bass player of Nirvana?
You know, I get that. There's that whole celebrity component, and it could be an asset or a liability. Just depends on, depends on the situation. But one of the reasons why I do political work, and I try not to be like partisan or go move beyond that kind of that polarity, is that if you start talking about essential issues like democracy and how to make democracy better, local issues that affect all kinds of people, then you move past that partisanship and you start to see the humanity in folks and see that you have, you know, I have something in common with a conservative Republican, you know. And that's kind of neat when that happens, that humanity, you know.
This month also, aside from this, you got a lot going on this month. This DVD of Nirvana's performance at MTV Unplugged was just released. I actually remember being there during the rehearsals. I suddenly started watching. I was like, oh, my God, I remember. I was there.
Oh, you were there, right on.
Yeah.
Our paths cross again.
There you go. So when you watch this performance again many years down the road, what surprised you when you watched it?
Well, that's a good one. Just surprised. It was more of just, it's good to see everybody again. It's kind of like you have a dream of somebody and they've passed away, and then you see him in a dream, it's really good to see him, mm-hmm. you know? It feels really good. So, you know, it's good to see everybody, and it gets a little emotional. You're looking at that because the symbolism of or what that performance has, it's taken on a life of its own with a kind of when Kurt Cobain died, that was on, like, on heavy rotation in MTV, and the CD was released. So it's kind of like in tandem with that event, because that was a big, you know, there was the personal aspect of it for me and others, but also it was a huge, like, public event. It was a moment in society.
The last song on the DVD, Where Did You Sleep Last Night, is really moving, and it's getting a lot of attention from critics. Let's take a listen.
I would shiver the whole night through.
So, let's talk a little bit about your blogging future. Are you enjoying the blogging?
So far, so good. I like it. I like to write. I'm compelled to write. So that's another reason why I do it, because it's not really a chore, and I like working with language and the challenge of trying, you know, try to write neat and concise and then, you know, relate that thinking. So,
well, you can read his work every Tuesday at the Seattle Weekly online. Chris Novoselic, former Nirvana bassist, now a member of Flipper and blogger for the Seattle Weekly. Hey, thanks for the time, Chris.
Thanks, Allison. Bill's a friend. Bill's a